3, 2, 1, go.
Democritus tricks. To make bronze objects look like made of gold, mix and burn sulfur with chalk and wipe it off. To make an egg become like an apple, boil the egg and smear it with saffron mixed with wine. To make the cook unable to light the fire, place a leek in his stove. To not stink after eating garlic, bake beetroots and eat them. For an old woman, to not drink and speak too much, chop some pine nuts and put it in her watery wine. For two drunk gladiators to fight, burn the head of a hare under them, so that cold foods burn when ingested. After putting an eel in hot water, give it to him to wash his hands, cure with oil, so that those who interact with difficulty do well. Give him gum, wine, and honey so he can rub it on his face. To drink a lot and not get drunk. After roasting a lung of pork, eat it. So this is a text, it's called Democritus Tricks, which appeared in a magical formulary written in Greek. The Greco-Egyptian magical formularies or handbooks are a collection of spells or procedures of magical knowledge that were written mostly in the 3rd and 4th century current era. These Democritus tricks appear in the PGM 7, which means the Greek magical papyrus number 7, which is the number that Praesendant, the editor of the text, gave it. So this book is one of the largest magical formularies preserved from late antiquity. This test is one of the most antique tests. This book is one of the largest formularies preserved from antiquity, and it's a very interesting book because it's all written in Greek and it has a lot of recipes, very easy to do if you have the time and the products that are said. These tricks are for people to have fun in a symposium, and it is a very funny text that probably was used by the scholars, or with what we call client scholars, or people of the Greek cultural elites. This kind of tricks or small recipes with funny things to do in a symposium, like this kind of texts were used probably during the symposium, not only to do them because probably they were not really done, but to speak about them. It's like this kind of conversation that you have with your colleagues in a symposium, in a funny festivity. And they were transmitted in a magical handbook, which is very curious. And this is one of the rarities of this book of magic, which is very particular for other different things. This is one of the texts. I am preparing the edition and the translation for a new project that is editing all the magical Greco-Egyptian handbooks from antiquity. And it's a project in Chicago, and the principal researcher of this project is Professor Chris Faraone and Professor Sofia Torayas. And I'm... So we hope this new edition and translation with comment of all the Greek magical formularies be out next year or in 2021. And it's going to be very... And we want to get this text accessible to the public and not only to specialists.